to flood the White House and Congress. Okay? So,
so moved.
Okay. So making the dollar adjustment.
Wait just a minute. Technical folks are saying you can't do that on the air.
Can't do what?
You have to be on the website, but you can't make that call.
Why can't you?
On the air.
Well, again, I'm not sure. Let me suggest this, that on Monday morning we call our FCC lawyer and double check it. If we can do it, we do it. If there's a concern, then we just put it on the website. Although, let me just say, speaking personally, I would love to get into a fight.
Yeah, me too.
With the CDB over there. I'd love to put this stuff out there and let them come after us and say we couldn't do it.
What does Pacifica stand for?
Right.
Not
I know, exactly. Right.
We should follow.
So I take it.
Definitely.
I take it that people would like to do this.
That.
We should speak to our lawyers, so we have our lawyers lined up if we need them.
Yeah. Call the question?
Call the question. Okay. Do we have to...
May I make a point, Leslie?
Yes.
And I know John Krieger is a good FCC lawyer, but part of his memorandum gets to some extent into a little bit about policy, and we ought not to be conservative on this issue. As you said, we ought to go to full length because the IRS ruled, and we don't spend a substantial amount of money on this editorial. We're not spending any CPB money anyway, so I think we ought to go full blast.
Okay. All right, so I think that we, let me just call the question, though, just by show of hands. Those who support adopting this editorial with updating the money and adding a stronger call for flooding the White House and Congress, please raise your hand. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, what?
Teresa.
That's
coming. So it was unanimous.
Okay, everybody. Oh, man. Okay, so I believe both of these were unanimous. There's one other motion or resolution. It's not in the editorial question, but it seems to be the appropriate place to raise it. It's in your packets also. In the June meeting in Berkeley, I was asked by the KPFA local advisory board to raise this, and it fell cracks in, and I apologize to the lab for not doing it then, so I'm bringing it up now. Let me quickly read it, and it's a motion that was approved by the KPFA station board as a recommendation for adoption by us, by the Pacifica Interim National Board, and it reads, the Pacifica Radio Foundation strongly endorses the creation in the United States of legal low-power FM community radio service. Pacifica pledges its support to this goal and commends all those who have been struggling for years to make it a reality. Pacifica also applauds the energetic proliferation of grassroots-based independent media centers that, using the new and affordable media technologies of the Internet, have spread all over the world. The IMCs have grown out of the international anti-globalization movement as a progressive response to censorship of important information by corporate broadcasters and the increased consolidation of the ownership of all media. The Pacifica Foundation encourages a robust collaboration of its media, of its member stations and all its affiliates with the indie media centers. Pacifica recognizes that the micro power radio and the indie media movements are part of a larger media democracy movement that also encompasses the resistance by community stations around the nation to the Healthy Station Project, as well as the struggle to save Pacifica itself. Pacifica wholeheartedly acknowledges that this emerging movement is a continuation of the spirit and the vision that began when Pacifica started KPFA as the first listener-sponsored independent community radio station in the world in 1949. The need being as great as ever for people, for all people to have access to media that is free from corporate or government control, Pacifica pledges its strong support to the expansion of independent, free speech, community-based media and broadcasting. And we have been asked to adopt this as a resolution of our commitment.
Listen, so move.
Okay.
I'm so moved, Madam. I'm Leslie, so moved for that motion.
Okay. So Marion moved it, and some
second.
Jen's, everybody's seconded it. Is there any discussion or question?
Let's go.
So let's call the question. All in favor, raise your hand. And it is unanimous. So thank you, and I want to again apologize to KPFA for not bringing it up early, and thank you to the folks out there for bringing this to our attention. So we're still running a little late, but let's move right along. Shifting gears here to financial matters, the first part of this will be the report from Jabari, Zakiya, our treasurer. I just want to make sure that everybody on the board got the report from Jabari. It wasn't in the packets. It came later. So did everybody get that? It's about a 3 or 4 page report. If not, yeah. I have some.
Let me have one. I don't have one.
Yeah. Okay, so Jabari is on.
Okay, this port,